item 8.
Okay. So you did we cover the declaration already? You noted, but you didn't comment the draft declaration, but you invited the Bureau to take on board comments that delegation could still provide by 10th of January to the declaration. And you also invited proposals on the chairmanship of general and high-level segments of next MOP sessions for agreement at your next meeting. And you invited delegations by your next meeting to come forward with preliminary nominations for officers for the next intersessional period, chair, vice, and vice chairs of the working group, chair and members of the Bureau, and 5 implementation committee members. And you also invited the Bureau to propose possible criteria for officers to be elected, elected by the MOP, but the proposal should be proposed by working group. Yeah, I will fix the wording. Now you considered the draft work plan for the next period 21-23, and you agreed that the work plan should match with available resources and indicate the resources requirements for activities, including from the Secretariat. You noted the proposal of Belarus to develop good practice guidelines for considering alternatives and the rationale for the choice of a site selection as part of the next work plan. You also noted Montenegro's proposal for capacity building to implement Bucharest Agreement and to promote sub-regional networking for transboundary EIA. You noted the EU proposals to have only one work plan and not to draw up a waiting list of requested activities awaiting funding for the next period. And you invited the Bureau to revise the draft work plan based on the comments made. Then inputs to related international processes. You noted information on the workshop on regional cooperation to enhance transboundary consultation on nuclear power development in Southeast Asia, the consultancy meeting to develop capacity building material on SCA on nuclear power programs, the 7th meeting of the EU's Eastern Partnership Panel on environment and climate change, and finally the economic and environmental dimension implementation meeting of OSCE. Then you noted Finland's information about the Arctic Council's report on good practices for EIA and meaningful engagement in the Arctic, including good practice recommendations. And then you endorsed the main decisions agreed at the meeting as presented by the Secretariat and asked them to be posted on the meeting webpage. And you invited us, the Secretariat, to prepare the meeting report in consultation with the chair.